Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a four-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Everything cool? Shaking your head. Everything's good?
No, I had to take something out of my
car. Okay, cool. Citizens Watch will increase park presence as the official timepiece of Disney resorts.
Interesting.
For all of you Invicta fans, could be a problem.
Yeah, right.
There's a press release that was released earlier this week by Citizen that they've announced that a new partnership with the Walt Disney Company, which names the Watchmaker as the official timepiece of both the Walt Disney World and Disneyland resorts, as well as digital content on Marvel New Media's creative space. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Along with the new title, the announcement also means, the announcement also mentioned where park guests and convention goers will start to see more citizen influence. Main Street USA clocks in both Magic Kingdom and Disneyland Park will be bearing the citizen logo. Select Fast Pass clocks will see the logo added for attractions in both resorts. Citizen will add timepieces with designs unique to Disney parks. Run Disney will now feature the citizen logo on race clocks at the beginning and end of the race events. Citizen has become an official sponsor of Disney Dreamers Academy. They're also a 2018 sponsor for Marvel New Media's digital content, including Marvel Minute and other content on Marvel.com. They have also added as a red carpet sponsor for Marvel Studios' upcoming Avengers Infinity War feature, which is a real reason they did it. Citizens will have a significant brand presence in this year's San Diego Comic-Con. And lastly, and certainly not least, the company will sponsor the Disney On Classic concert series
in Japan. I'm interested in number three.
Which is?
Citizen will add timepieces with designs unique to Disney parks.
Of course, I am too. I'm very excited about that. I think it's awfully cool.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a great job with the Invicta stuff. So I'm interested to see what Citizen can bring to the table.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've never had a Citizen watch. I've heard of them.
Really?
So
I think I've had a couple.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Back in the day.
That's great.
All right. There's new entertainment coming to the German Pavilion at Epcot.
What?
Yeah.
They're getting rid of the Oompa Band?
It doesn't say what's being replaced or removed or changed. But beginning on March 30th, the German rock group Dirch will begin performing in the Germany Pavilion in Epcot.
Dirch.
Hailing from Cologne, Germany, Dirch means...
Sturch and Dirch.
Yeah, Dirch, meaning through and through, will bring their fresh pop rock sound to the stage. So maybe this is outside?
I'm thinking that it is, because they've got that outdoor spot by the Snow White meet and greet.
Yeah,
They've got kind of a contemporary thing with...
Like a gazebo kind of thing.
Yeah.
So guests can catch Dirch Fridays through Tuesdays. Okay.
Over the weekend.
I had a put that in my head. Be sure to pick up a times guide on your way into the park for specific performance times.
The Oz of Dutch and Dutch. Now is time on Sprockets when we dance.
Get your beer and schnitzel.
Pretzels and beer. That's kind of cool.
It's like the... All right, so they have the British invasion over in the UK. They should have called this the German invasion.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, the thoughts and opinions expressed by Tony Castellanova, Disney Parks Podcast, do not represent the thoughts and opinions of the entire Disney Parks Podcast. All cards and letters need to go to Tony Castellanova at DisneyParksPodcast.com.
Oh, gosh.
German invasion. They should have been called B-52s. Anyway, yeah. So, B-1s. That's what they should have been called.
Oh. Yeah. So interesting. I mean, what was it? 2 years ago, they did an entertainment cleanup in Epcot.
Yeah.
You know, the bagpipe band got hammered. And
the American.
Yeah, the Italian pavilion. Yeah, has no entertainment, I don't think, anymore.
They still got the idiot with a whistle in France. Drives me crazy.
I want, on a bad day, to make him eat that whistle so bad.
I will say, we walked by the Germany Pavilion a couple weeks ago, and they've got this really cool little setup where it's kind of like a more modern sound, but they had this guy playing like upside down wash tins. It was really kind of cool. I can't remember the instrumentation, but it was really kind of cool. And they had kids playing along and stuff. It was really neat. So I think that that'll be fun. A little bit more modern, a little bit more modern thing. Plus, you know, if they could play great music from Germany, like,
David Hasselhoff.
Berlin.
David Hasselhoff.
They could play David Hasselhoff's greatest hit. They could play
Greatest
Scorpions.
Hit. Scorpions, yeah.
Yeah. Weren't the guys from the Final Countdown for Germany?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Final Countdown.
It's going to be a short gig. Yeah. Take my... 99 Luft Balloons.
Yeah. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Let's move this.
All right. Sorry.
We don't want to bore them.
Disneyland's confirmed that there's going to be a new land coming to Disney California, and it's going to be Marvel.
This is what we all hope and pray for someday will happen here.
The Disneyland Resort has confirmed that a new land themed Marvel will be coming to Disney California Adventure in 2020. They get their land before we get most of our stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The immersive land will be anchored by Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, which is already there, but will also include areas or attractions themed to Spider-Man, and the Avengers, and more.
Right.
It's Tough to Be a Bug closed this week. Moment of silence for Tough to Be a Bug. To begin work on the new land and the rest of A Bug's Land will close in late 2018 as Marvel expands into that area.
Nice.
It's time.
Yeah.
Bug's Life is a great movie, but it's time.
Yeah.
The new Marvel-themed area has also been confirmed for Walt Disney Studios Park in Paris and Hong Kong Disneyland.
But not here in Disney World.
But not here in Disney World.
They're going to have to figure that out. They really are. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so Disney's done this at Top of the World. It's called, where you do like the wine painting kind of thing. Yep. Now they're calling it Painting on the Bayou class, and it's available Wednesdays at Disney's Port Orleans Resort.
Nice.
So guests can let out their artistic sides during during Painting on the Bayou, an instructor-led paint class at Disney's Port Orleans Resort, French Quarter. Now, I don't know if they're serving wine. Let's see. The class is held Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Scat Cat Club and will allow you to create your own take-home masterpiece. The cost is $35 per person and is for ages 12 and up. Registration is required and limited to 16 guests per week. So for more information to reserve your spot, please call 321-347-0750. Sounds like the manager's cell phone number.
Yeah. Leave a message for Todd.
You know. So the one at the top of the world, it's a wine and painting. I don't think they're doing wine for this one.
Probably
and
not.
Since it's 12 and up, I think the other one was 21. Mm-hmm. So this one is alcohol free. If you want the alcohol, go to the top of the world.
Yeah, actually. So who is the Angelina Jolie witch that she got a live action movie?
Maleficent.
We've had Cinderella. Mm-hmm. We've had Jungle Book.
Beauty and the Beast.
We've had Beauty and the Beast. We're going to have The Lion King.
Pinocchio. Aladdin.
Dumbo. Aladdin. Guys, next up, Lady and the Tramp.
Wow. It's going to be live pets, not live people.
Yeah, well, whatever. Charlie Bean from the Lego Ninjago movie has been brought in as director for the upcoming live-action / CGI version of Disney's classic animated film, The Lady and the Tramp. Now, this is one of several movies and series projects that Disney has started work on as they try to add original content to their upcoming streaming service.
They're really working on that streaming service.
Dude, I'd take my money. Disney's new service is expected to debut in fall of 2019 with a goal of 4 to 5 original movies during the first year, plus 5 new TV series. Okay. Bingham Taylor is producing the Lady and the Tramp update, and Andrew Bujalski is writing the scripts. I think it'll be great. I won't think it probably won't be on par with
Jungle Book.
The CGI stuff, yeah. But, you know, make a dog's mouth talk. It's less than actually.
Child's play.
Yeah. It's kiddie play for those guys.
Yeah. Okay. So our beloved trout pass at the Wilderness Lodge was dismantled, ruined, taken out to pasture and beaten. And it's been now replaced with Salon of the Springs. So it went from being a bar to being a salon. So over at Disney's Wilderness Lodge, it has a new salon and spa, and here's what guests can expect or find at this new location. Salon of the Springs has taken over the former Trout Pass Bar at Disney's Wilderness Lodge. While the location does not provide the wide variety of services offered at Senses Brand Spas at Disney Saratoga or Disney's Grand Floridian, guests will find some options available without having to venture too far. Salon of the Springs offers most hair, nail, and makeup services.
Most.
Most. We're going to do some of your hair, but the other stuff we can't do.
Those two strands are screwed. Yeah.
From the menu. Massage services, skincare treatments, and other options are not performed at this location.
Right.
If you want that, you're going to have to go to Saratoga or, Grand Flow.
No, don't they have a spa there?
No, there's no spa there.
Oh, well, that's expensive.
That's why they did the Salon of the Springs. Additional pricing and service information can be found at the Disney Spa Service website. And I will tell you, this was hard to find because I went looking for it. It's not easy, so good luck.
Yeah.
Discounts of 10 to 15% off the normal price of some of the services is being offered to the Disney Vacation Club members, because that's now a DVC mm-hmm. resort. Mm-hmm. Through guests should confirm availability when making reservations.
Right.
And you could probably do that at the front desk or from the comfort of your room by pressing a service button or
yep.
something.
Or the big red button.
Yeah, the big red button. So.
Cool. Slow news.
I understand why it's slow. Not. I understand why it's not a bar next to a bar.
Right.
But they should have had done something.
When they made this announcement last year, we talked about it initially last year, this made no sense to us.
It still makes no sense.
Because it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
And seeing it now physically in practice, it's the weirder. It's even weirder. Because you're next to the pool. You know, you're going to go get your hair done
mm-hmm.
or your nails done. It's just not, it's not quiet. It's like you're right next to the pool where
where they're playing games with the kids. And
yeah, it's just not
so
a good...
So if you have your hair and makeup done there, and then you come out and some kid, you know, shakes his hair with his towel or whatever, You're going to get wet. It just seems like a very weird place.
Yeah. And we had some better ideas initially, you know. Yeah. Merchandise place, pool stuff.
Pool stuff.
You know, just some
a
things.
A snorkel shop.
Yeah, some things just don't make sense. Yeah. But, hey, you know what?
It's Disney. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, people will go there.
When it burns and crashes and doesn't do any business.
People will go there. I walked by there several weeks ago. People were in there, so, you know. Disney's Designity in the Marketplace at Disney Springs set to close. Another one bites the dust, as they say. But something cool going in, I'm sure. The custom t-shirt store that opened in late 2008, presented by Hanes, allowed guests to create custom shirts for over 400 images and apply their own text. Hanes became a sponsor of Walt Disney World back in 2007, and we understand that sponsorship agreement has now come to an end, resulting in the closure of the store. The apparel company also sponsors the Rock and Roller Coaster at Disney's Hollywood Studios. They're about to pull the underwear off those guys.
Yep.
No word yet on what's going to replace Designity. No word yet on what's going to happen to the Rock and Roller Coaster. No word yet on the sponsorship for the ride, but Disney will probably find somebody somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I think, first of all, we've been hearing rumors that Rock and Roller Coaster is going to get rehabbed.
Right.
To something Marvel. I see that coming. Number two is, I had a bunch of t-shirts printed there when this first opened up. Mm-hmm. They were not bad. I mean, they had some stuff that you couldn't get anywhere else. The big thing at the time was Pixar characters were very hard to find on shirts, and they did it. We have a friend who went there and had their, American Mickey, you know, standing there, and they wanted to put God Bless America under it, and they said no. He said, we can't print anything with God on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I think this store is, this is part of the Art of Disney store with that little hodgepodge stuff in between and then Hanes store.
Yeah.
If I was Disney, I would just completely make that Art of Animation the entire location. I mean, it's not like they can't use the space. You can even have like a little artist space, you know, where an artist can come in and do something, weekly or on the weekends, a little signing area or whatever.
Or just make it a bookstore because it's already got a lot of books there.
Yeah.
Make it the Disney bookstore.
Yeah.
Make it like
a
library.
They used to have a ton of books there.
Yeah.
Now it's down to like two shelves.
Yeah. No kidding.
You know. Yeah, because that's where I used to, go get my books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes too much sense. They won't do that.
Yeah.
They'll probably turn it into a something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just make it a coffee shop. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, a coffee shop would be great. Let me see if I have this handy dandy.
So while you're doing that, are you?
I do. I'm going to pull it up right now.
Okay.
And if you're watching on Facebook, you'll notice donuts. So new Mickey and Friend donuts are headed to Shanghai Disneyland. Now, I don't think they're making them here and sending them, is the message. But I think they're saying is they're going to create donuts in Shanghai. So these Mickey and Friend donuts are headed to the park. With each donut designed for a specific character, there's a Mickey Mouse donut frosted to mimic Mickey Mouse in his shorts. There's a Minnie Mouse donut with her signature bow and polka dots. The Donald Duck donut, that's a triple D donut, if anybody's keeping track, features his nautical hat and top. While the Daisy Duck donut, also the triple D donut, includes her pink bum.
Nice.
So there you go. Cute, aren't they?
It's Disney. It includes her pink bow. Daisy. You got to watch that Daisy, man. She's crazy.
Yeah, so there you go.
So we were at Disney Springs this past weekend, and I'm very excited about Weinbar George, watching the creation of that location. Weinbar George.
Are they getting close?
They are getting close. Okay. They were working well into the night. Wine Bar George is going to host weekly and monthly member events. So, my friend, who's the Disney Vacation Club member. Wine Bar George is one of the newest additions to Disney Springs, and Florida's only master sommelier-led wine bar is hosting weekly wine tasting experiences and monthly wine dinners just for Disney Vacation Club members and special guests as part of Membership Magic. Presented on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 5 p.m. and designed to help as many as 30 people taste wine like a master sommelier. The weekly wine tasting experience includes sampling of 6 types of wines from well-known and also up-and-coming wineries, each week featuring a different collection of wines paired with a sampling of cheese and charcuterie. The cost is a mere $45 a person, maximum 6 people in a party. That includes tax and gratuity.
That's not too bad.
That ain't bad at all. The monthly wine dinners, meanwhile, accommodate as many as 10 people on select Wednesday evenings from 6 until 8 p.m. and are hosted by George Melotis himself and, when available, a featured winemaker. This monthly experience, which includes a reception and 3-course dinner with wine pairings, is priced at a reasonable, and I'm not being sarcastic here, $115 per person, and that inclusive of tax and gratuity. Wine Bar George draws design inspiration from a winemaker's home estate. It features more than 100 wines available by the bottle and glass, along with a selection of small plates, cheese, and charcuterie boards, family-style plates, and even desserts. The Disney Vacation Club member events at Wine Bar George reflect the venue's commitment to delivering wine education in a fun, approachable manner. Call member services beginning on March 29th for event registration or more information, and learn about Wine Bar George online at winebargeorge.com.
So which one do we want to do? Because I'll call.
I think to begin with, do a tasting, see what it's like, okay, then do a dinner.
All right.
When is Wine Bar George actually opening? He asks as the webpage is loading. Coming in spring of 2018.
Yeah.
No. They've got a long way to go.
Spring came.
They've got a long way to go before that bad boy opens up.
Yeah.
That's why they're working
on it. I'm calling March 29th.
Yeah, you go, buddy.
Gonna hit it up.
Yep.
I'm gonna do 6 people. Well, I wonder if I have to pay ahead of time.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
I can muster up more people. That's not a problem. So hence the reason I'm wearing this and this is because D23 announced the 2019 Expo dates.
Yes.
So all the magic and excitement of the past, present, and future of Disney Entertainment will come together once again when D23 presents the D23 Expo 2019.
Yay, yay.
At the Anaheim Convention Center.
Anaheim.
For the weekend of August 23rd through August 25th. Each of Disney's magical worlds, including Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, will unite under one roof to celebrate what's new and what is on the horizon from Disney theme parks, television, music, products, and films.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And if you listen to our show on Monday, we're going to be really picking that apart. Yeah. The information that we know, we'll also be giving you tips and ideas on how you can enjoy it more.
Yep.
Keep going.
So highlights planned for this 2019 D23 Expo include more than 50 shows, presentations, and panels, including the Disney's Legends Ceremony, which honors the talented men and women who have made significant contributions to the Disney legacy. An all-new exhibit curated by Walt Disney Archives. A daily parade down the middle of the show floor. D23 Expo contest. A masquerade showcasing the most creative Disney designs by Disney fans for the Disney fan. D23 2019 will feature a massive show floor full of immersive experiences and special opportunities to see what's next for Disney around the world. And guests may run into their favorite Disney stars, characters, Imagineers, animators, filmmakers. And guests enjoy numerous shopping opportunities with the D23 Expo exclusive collection, which I am wearing. and an assortment of Disney and partner merchants, including the D23 Expo Emporium, where Disney fans can buy, sell, and trade Disney collectibles, memorabilia, merchandise, and much more. All of the popular presentation venues will return, including Hall 23, the Expo Arena, Stage 28, and Center Stage.
Nice.
It's all coming back. Now, here's the fun part, kids. Get your wallets out.
Yeah, buddy.
Tickets for the D23 Expo 2019 will go on sale at D23Expo.com beginning August 23rd, 2018. Mark your calendars because you're going to want to get up early at 9 a.m. They'll probably go on sale at noon Eastern, so be ready. Special pricing on both 1 and 3 day tickets to the event, including an early bird discount. It's a pretty good discount, too.
Yep.
Will be exclusively available to D23 Gold members, and additional special benefits will also be available to D23 Gold and Charter members for the Expo.
Tiered pricing.
That's right. D23 Gold members will have the opportunity to purchase the Sorcerer's Package, which will provide a host of special benefits and amenities. Ticket prices will be announced later. Now, last year, Sorcerer's Package was $2,000 per person. My prediction is somewhere between $2,500 and $3,000 for this year.
Yep.
Now, when I did it, probably wasn't 2011, it was probably like 2009, it was $700.
And then they had a glut of people, and they're like, wait a minute.
Now,
we've made such a mistake.
It was $700, and I would venture a guess it was around maybe 300 to 500 people, no more than that.
Wow.
And now it's more like 3,000 people that they offer this package to.
Wow.
And that's still not enough. This sells out literally. This is the fastest selling thing that D23 does. That Sorcerer Package is gone in seconds. Seconds. If you're not there with all your information copied and pasted, ready to be slammed into that keyboard, you will not get these tickets.
Yep.
It goes like hotcakes.
Quickly.
It's crazy. So I don't know. I know. I have to see the pricing before I can commit.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Of course.
All right. That's all I got.
Yeah, I would love to go. I don't know if this year's going to be the year, unless we do the thing that we're talking about. And I'm going as assist.
Yeah,
I'm going as a staff.
Staff member.
Staff member. but yeah, it's cool. I remember we went again. Listen to Monday's show.
Yeah,
we go a little bit more in depth with this. We give you some.
What?
Seriously, jackass. Do that with Margaret Carey's book, why don't you? Literally sets his thing on my book. David poured out hours and hours. I mean, we poured hours and hours. I'm just kidding. I was messing with you. Okay, so our last big news item for the day is, hey, Tony, what are you doing outside of calling Wine Bar George on Thursday, March 29th?
Setting my DVR to record TCM.
Yeah, you are. Treasures from the Walt Disney Vault is lined up for Turner Classic Movies, March 29th, starting at 8 p.m. Turner Classic Movies, or TCM. Is this the last year they're doing this? Because they
broke their relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
TCM proudly presents another installment in their ongoing Treasures from the Disney Vault series, which is a showcase of classics from the Walt Disney Library. And once again, the celebrated film critic, historian, and Disney expert, Leonard Maltin. Since when did he become a Disney expert? Dude, seriously?
Disney historian, maybe. Expert, no.
Maybe. No. Film critic, film historian, Disney expert?
No.
Whatever.
It's a stretch.
Leonard, no disrespect, is serving as host. This month TCM is presenting a night of rare and magical classics that are all Turner Classic Movie premieres. Ready?
Yes.
From 1935, we do The Golden Touch. From 1938, Mickey's Tailor. 1940, the duck, Mr. Duck, steps out.
No, it's Mickey's trailer.
Oh, I guess I can't read. Mickey's trailer, which isn't that the one where they used to have that playing at one of the resort? It was on the resort loop.
Oh, might have been.
He's in the trailer with Donald and Goofy's in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Duck Steps Out from 1940. Mm-hmm. The Sword and the Rose from 1953. Rob Roy, the Highland Rogue.
The Cocktail.
The Cocktail from 1953. In Search of the Castaways from 1962. The one and only genuine original family band.
Wow.
From 1968. And The Journey of Natty Gann. From 1985.
Some of these I probably have never seen.
I know I've not seen most all of them. I know I've seen like the couple of shorts that they're doing.
Well, Rob Roy, I haven't seen. The one and only I haven't seen in The Journey of Natty. The Golden Touch, I think I've seen. Mickey's Trail, I think I've seen. Mr. Duck Steps Out. Sword in the Rose, I think I've seen all those.
Yep.
One occasion or not. Yep. Yeah, so it's March 29th starting at 8 p.m.
Yep.
So set your DVR to whatever TCM is on your device.
Yes. All right, it's that time.
Hey, headline news. The new Star Wars novel travels to Batuu from the Star Wars Galaxy Edge. So apparently there's a new Star Wars book coming out. And it's going to where Galaxy Edge is going to take us.
Shoehorning the monkey out of that bad boy.
So we're going to maybe, if you get the book, you might get a glimpse of what we're going to see in the park.
No pictures in the book, Bo.
Yeah, there's no pictures, but I mean, you'll get a visual.
Get a sense, you know, for it. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. Next up, Disney's Winter Summerland Miniature Golf is going to have extended hours during the Easter holiday. So if you don't want to go into a park with 125,000 of your closest friends, you can head over and have a nice relaxing day over at Winter Summerland.
Nothing says celebrating the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by going out and play some mini golf at Winter Summerland. And there's no hippity hoppity Easter's on its way, bunny.
Yeah, maybe they will have the bunny there.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe the bunny will make an appearance in the Germany pavilion in the little train set.
Yeah. Indiana Jones 5 will begin filming April 29th, says Mr. Spielberg. First, we got to get Harrison up.
Did Harrison not learn his lesson in The Force Awakens when he dang near broke his leg?
Uh-huh.
This is going to be a train wreck.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of stunt doubles, I can imagine.
Yeah. Going to be a lot of long shots of indies, all I got to say.
Yeah, that they better have a doctor with a hip replacement on standby.
CGI indie.
Yeah. Disney Photo Pass is now on Instagram.
And what does that mean? Are they putting guest photos on Instagram?
Yes. And you can, I think, also put your picture.
What?
Yeah, or do something with that. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so go check that out. Pizza Ponte over at Disney Springs is now serving breakfast. So if you're looking for a different place to have breakfast besides, like, I don't know, Starbucks? I don't know what else is open over there for breakfast. What else would be open? Splitsville's not. They don't serve breakfast.
Nothing.
Yeah. So, apparently you can get breakfast. Yeah.
Hey, good job, Pizza Ponte.
Yep. And Chef Art Smith's Homecoming released a new menu. Did you see a new menu?
Did see the new menu.
And?
Chicken
and waffles still there?
It wasn't chicken and waffles, donuts. Chicken and donuts.
Yeah,
I didn't see the chicken and donuts. I wasn't looking for it. There seems to be a streamlined menu.
They made it smaller.
It's one page of a big menu, like a bunch of sandwiches.
They did have too many things, I thought.
I will say this: we ordered the charcuterie board.
Oh yeah,
the charcuterie board. They've had it.
Oh yeah,
much smaller. Much smaller than it used to be.
Yeah, I did have that. Didn't it have fresh, like, Florida honey on it?
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was delicious.
It was.
I could have gone for a jar of that stuff.
I did. They've changed the bread with it, which is kind of a crispy sesame. It wasn't great. It wasn't horrible.
Yeah.
But they used to have in the dish, they used to have pimento cheese.
That's right.
Yeah, now they have a little dollop of pimento cheese, and it's like the fish spread. And I forgot that it was fish spread.
Mm.
I thought it was something else because it looked like something else.
Mm.
Put a big old dollop on there and put something else on top of it and put it in. It was like, this is horrible. It's not good.
I do like charcuterie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, really, like, you remember it came out, it was, like, had a big thing like that. Mm-hmm. Now it's, like, two big piles of the ham, and then a little thing, enough of the pimento cheese, and, like, 12 nuts.
Maybe that'll increase their table turns, because I feel that that restaurant doesn't turn tables fast enough, and I don't know why. I can't figure it out. It's like, maybe it was the menu was too big and people were taking too long to decide.
Dude, we were sitting on the porch. That place was packed.
I know. I know. And packed. All the tables outside are now part of the reservation system.
Yeah.
You can't even just walk up and that was part of the fun that I liked. Oh, I was walking by. Maybe I'll just stop and have an appetizer and a cocktail. Yeah. Can't do
and
it no more.
And it sucks because it's not air conditioned. I mean, it's air, somewhat air conditioned. Mm. But if you're sitting outside and it's hot, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah. And we had to get them to turn the sound system off on the out and the porch because it was competing with a live band.
Yeah.
So
that's the I don't like the live band.
It wasn't the best. It wasn't the best, but the drinks were cold and the food wasn't bad because we were stuffed. And a buddy of mine ordered just an order of biscuits, which the biscuits are different, a little bit different. And then our friends ordered like a chicken sandwich. Chicken sandwich was fine.
Well, he was using like Southern Drop biscuits originally.
Yeah, and I think they're still similar, but they're a little different. Mm. It was it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't the best.
Yeah.
But it was still worth it. Still go. Yeah. It's still great food.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Okay. Okay, that's it. Anything else we need, John?
I don't think so. Just want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Looking forward to meeting you guys at a meetup. Or maybe in the park sometime. Make sure you visit us at DisneyParksPodcast.com. Always find us at Facebook, Disney Parks Podcast, Twitter at Disney Podcaster, and Instagram at Disney Parks Podcast, and the Tube of You at Disney Parks Podcast.
That's right.
Yep.
And as we like to say around here, we'll see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.